2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Right now, what we're seeing on the screen, the new BlackBerry 10s, the one with the touch screen and the QWERTY keyboard. I'm Joe Pappia, live at the launch of the BlackBerry 10.
It's 1:30, sunny and 14 degrees. I'm Neil Adams, the 570 News top story. BlackBerry speaking out about Friday's job cuts announcement that will see almost 4,500 jobs slashed from its global workforce. Andrew McLeod is a senior vice president with the company and tells 570 News he knows how difficult this news is, calling it a body blow to the community. Locally, McLeod says at this time they want to maintain the dignity and respect of the individuals losing their jobs and won't be releasing specific figures.
I think these are very, very difficult, painful decisions, but they're also equally necessary decisions. I think that's very, very important for the community to understand. We're taking the difficult steps that we think are required in order to put ourselves back in a position to start winning again.
And getting more information on why BlackBerry shares have been halted, Fairfax Financial Holdings offering to buy BlackBerry Limited. The Toronto-based Fairfax is offering $9 U.S. cash for each share it doesn't already own, a deal that values BlackBerry at about $4.7 billion U.S.
The BlackBerry sale. Continuous news coverage on 570 News.
Well, BlackBerry is now saying it will not be holding a conference call tomorrow morning when it releases its second quarter results. And as more details were released this week about the bid to take over BlackBerry by Fairfax Financial, stocks fell throughout the day yesterday. 570's Arlene Dowell says stocks finished the day almost 6% lower.
Hugo Miller of Bloomberg News says investors are wary of the timing, pricing, and other aspects of the offer by Fairfax Financial.
Investors just are not buying it. The fact that he has not named any investment partners and the fact that he is still seeking financing suggests that this is kind of an emperor has no clothes scenario in which this is not so much an offer as an exploratory testing of the waters.
However, Miller says some believe other offers will come, including CIBC, who thinks BlackBerry could get up to $12 a share. Fairfax has offered $9 for every share they don't already own. He says there is still a lot of worth in BlackBerry's security systems, and that could be its saving grace. Arlene Dowell, 570 News.
Sarj Karim of Canaccord Genuity Wealth Management tells 570 News the falling stock price speaks volumes.
Even though it was only 20 cents, it's kind of troubling that the stock wasn't trading kind of at $9, or especially if you think other bidders might come in, higher prices. Today, the stock dropped on the news down to $8 U.S., and basically Fairfax and the consortium, they have 6 weeks to do their due diligence, and if they don't like what they see, they can easily walk away from this deal, and that's the problem here. The stock price is telling you, the stock price and the action, they might walk away, and that they don't expect more bidders, at least not at a higher price.
570 News Time, 5:35. You are listening to Kitchener's All News Morning, only on 570 News. Still with BlackBerry, it's not all doom and gloom, even with the looming layoffs. As we hear from 570's Paul McPhee, the company has actually put the Help Wanted sign up to fill some key positions.
Local workers at BlackBerry most certainly wondering what their futures hold after the company announced last week plans to lay off 4,500 workers. Now, we still don't know exactly how many of those will be here. However, amid all of this uncertainty comes word the tech company has some job openings it wants to fill. On its website, BlackBerry lists 35 openings, 7 of them in Waterloo. Local postings include everything from a senior PR and social media manager to a web developer. Region-wide, a number of tech companies have vacancies to fill. The last estimate pegged the number at around 1,000. Paul McPhee, 570 News.
Still to come on 570 News, local women hit the street tonight to take back the night. 570 News Time, 5.
The BlackBerry sale. Continuous news coverage on 570 News.
And this just into 570 News, BlackBerry has indeed released its financial earnings report for the second quarter. They are reporting for the second quarter an adjusted loss of 47 cents U.S. per share. That's versus the estimate, the projected loss of 49 cents U.S. Revenue for the quarter, fell 49% to $1.6 billion. That is exactly in line with the company's estimate released earlier this week. BlackBerry CEO Torsten Hines says he is, quote, very disappointed with the second quarter results. Keep it on 570 News for more about the 570 News, about the BlackBerry financial results as they continue to come down this morning.
570's Paul McPhee joining us now with a look at speculation that BlackBerry could be getting out of the handset business.
The speculation was ramped up yesterday when one of its suppliers announced talks were underway to end its partnership agreement with BlackBerry. Mike Roberts, investment advisor at Canaccord Genuity Wealth Management, tells 570 News he would not be surprised if BlackBerry goes in that direction.
That's been widely assumed that that is going to part with. Again, they've probably got sufficient inventory to fill existing orders. Again, the real value in the company, from any of the analysts you listen to, isn't really in the handset business.
And Gareth Watson from Richardson GMP tells 570 News many analysts and insiders agree if BlackBerry is to survive, it needs to shift its focus away from handset devices to software and services. Paul McPhee, 570 News.
This is a 570 News Storm Center update.
If you're currently in the dark this morning, hydro crews are hard at work to restore power. KW Hydro says their situation is getting worse. They currently have 7 feeders locked out with approximately 10,000 customers without power. Our extensive team coverage continues. 570's Joe Pavia has an update for us now. Joe.
Hey, Haley, you know, I'm checking out from my perspective here, and I've noticed that it's actually, in the last 5 minutes, it started to rain harder. I was just peeking my head outside in my neighborhood, and I noticed that a tree branch that had fallen on a neighbor's wire power line that connected to their home was drooping before, and now the branch is completely gone. So, you know, they had been forecasting another 10 to 15 millimeters of rain, and I think the beginning right now, because it is raining fairly heavily. Back to you.
Thank you, Joe. And our team coverage continues this morning as we have 570's Lisa Drew joining us from Cambridge. Lisa?
The ice has coated everything in the Cambridge area right now. We've checked in with Cambridge and North Dumfries Hydro. Definitely some power outages in the Cambridge area. Hydro officials say those in the Blair area and Preston area of Cambridge are experiencing power outages right now. Be aware from the Dickey Settlement area over to about Eagle, and they tell us they do have crews working on it. Here in my property in the Cambridge area, I have definitely lost 2 good trees this morning. Reporting in Cambridge, Lisa Drew, 570 News.
And the last figures we received from Waterloo North Hydro were 1,600 customers in the dark, and they're also investigating flashing green lights in Heidelberg. And because of the conditions, we're hearing of several cancellations and closures. So our latest updated list, now we can't possibly read them all on air, so we're just reading the latest ones. The rest are on our website, 570news.com.
A little bit of good news this afternoon, just a little bit though. The freezing rain warning, it's over now for Waterloo Region. Environment Canada lifting the warning for Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge, as well as surrounding areas. Now the bad news, the ice storm has left thousands without power right across the province, including the latest. We just got a report that there's a power outage in the town of Maryhill. 570 News is hearing it could be up to 48 hours as fully restored. Power is fully restored in some parts of the region. 570's Haley Zimak has the rundown.
The freezing rain warning has ended for Waterloo Region, but we're still feeling the effects of this morning's ice storm. Vice President of Operations at Kitchener-Wilmot Hydro, Wilf Meston, says some customers may not have their power restored until tomorrow.
Still have a number of feeders out, probably 19 to 20 feeders out throughout the city of Kitchener, township of Wilmot, and that's affecting over 25,000 customers that are still without power in our service area. We've got our crews mobilized. We've got our call center mobilized, and we're trying to fix the problems as we can get to them.
Waterloo North Hydro reports several thousand outages as well. That could take up to 36 hours to fully restore power to those customers. And in Cambridge North Dumfries, 5,000 outages reported there. That could take a few days to get everything in that area up and running. That's according to Barb Shortread, the VP of Customer Care and Communications.
At this point, because of the volume of trees that are down, we are just organizing and prioritizing what goes on first. We are looking at 24 to 48 hours minimum before all of our customers are back to normal.
All crews have been dispatched and are working as quickly as possible while keeping safety as their first priority. Star 401 callers letting us know of several downed trees and power lines. Officials reminding residents to avoid downed lines as they may be live and can be extremely dangerous. Haley Zimak, 570 News.
And as we said, this is a problem right across the province, and Guelph is no exception. 570's Paul Johnson is there with the very latest.
According to Guelph Hydro, there's a significant amount of damage due to the ice storm, and of course that damage has resulted in numerous outages throughout the city, but without a doubt the hardest hit area seems to be the village of Rockwood. According to Sandy from Guelph Hydro, basically the entire village of Rockwood is without power and will be for some time. An earlier tweet from Guelph Hydro's official account said that the Rockwood problem is upstream on the Hydro One transmission system. That's where some trees have fallen online. Sandy also adds that there will be a lot of people in Rockwood who could be out all day today, and the hope is that power will be fully restored by 10 o'clock tonight. As for the city of Guelph itself, according to their power outage map, a large portion of downtown Guelph still without power. There's a large outage in the southwest end of the city around Stone Road west of the Hanlon and a section south of the Speed River between Gordon and Edboro. As well, with the other hydro organizations, Guelph Hydro wants everyone to know, if you do see down power lines, leave the area immediately, call 911, also advising people to stay inside unless they absolutely have to go out. And if you're using a gas generator to provide some heat, make sure it is not in your home. In Guelph, Paul Johnson, 570 News.
Hydro crews are working overtime, but it could be a few days before power is restored to all areas of Waterloo Region. This following today's ice storm, that freezing rain warning has been lifted as well. But as 570's Haley Zimak tells us, we are still dealing with the effects.
Thousands are without power this afternoon. An automated message from Waterloo North Hydro says it could be up to 36 hours before all customers are out of the dark in that area. Meantime, Cambridge North Dumfries VP of Customer Care and Communications, Barb Shortreed, says about 5,000 customers are currently without power in that area.
The customers are across the entire service territory, which is 306 square kilometers. Our crews are all out in full force. We have also supplemented with additional contractor crews, and we have forestry crews that we've hired that are out removing trees and branches off the lines and limbs.
Because of the size, it could be up to 48 hours before power is fully restored.
This is 570 News.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us all day. Thank you for joining us now as we extend our coverage on Ice Storm 2013. It's hashtag Ice Storm 2013. People are tweeting right now. We are keeping you posted. We want to hear from you this afternoon. You keep us posted. Tell us your experiences right now. What have you been dealing with? Are you one of the people who has had their power out? Are you one of the people who has their power on, was not affected at all? You know, I've been talking to people. I talked to one person who was shopping, Christmas shopping, most of the day. Spoke to another person who has been without power at their home for since this morning. There are many people affected right now. The numbers actually have gone up drastically in Waterloo. There was 15,000 is the number that I just received from Waterloo North Hydro. About that's people without power. 25,000 people in Kitchener without power. In Cambridge, the last number I had was about 5,000. Now, throughout the afternoon, we are going to be receiving updates from Kitchener-Wilmot Hydro, from Cambridge North Dumfries Hydro. So far, haven't been in contact with anyone at Waterloo North Hydro. If you know anyone who works there and is able to give us a call to our newsroom, to me, or drop me a line, joe@570news.com. Would love to hear from you, because also want to hear an update there. A lot of people want to know, how long is this outage going to be on for? Do hydro crews know? Right now, the anticipated time, they're saying 24 to 36 hours, but, you know, that's a general range, and it may not affect you. It may affect someone else. Going to go to the lines right now where Rich is standing by. Hey, Rich.
Hello.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Icy,
yes.
I'm icy, oh yeah.
That's probably
oh, yeah.
The stupid question of the day. So tell me how you're doing. What's your experience been today?
Today, like I said, 5:30 this morning, everything went right? And I heard the fire alarm go off because it's wired, hardwired, right?
Mm.
And I heard the beep and then whoa. And then I looked out the window and boom, big flash.
Oh, wow.
Big flash outside. Oh, yeah. Now it was at 6:30 this morning, I believe. Right? And then all day. And then I look outside and I look at my truck and there's a limb down that's just huge. Like, I mean, right beside my truck. Missed my truck. Now I look on the other side. There's another one on the other side that missed it. And I thought, okay, all right, I need to get out there and take care of this, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So went out there, scraped all the crap off the windshield and whatnot and moved it over. And if that other one didn't come right down, right there.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, they're going to be cutting this stuff up for a while.
Listen, Rich, thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. The best of luck. I hope the power is restored for you soon. Right now, let's go to Marie, who has been waiting patiently for us. Hi, Marie.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Excellent. How are you doing?
I'm pretty cold, actually. We live in Chicopee, and our power's been out since about 10:30 this morning. And we have a backyard full of branches on the ground. One of our trees was split. About a third of it came down, and the rest of it has a split all the way down to the ground. So I think if the wind picks up enough, we might lose the rest of it, but there's nothing you can do. You just have to hope that it doesn't hit anything major.
Definitely.
And it's pretty cold, and we have a fireplace, but for whatever reason, my husband tried to light it up, and it wouldn't go up. The draft wouldn't go up, and it filled the house with smoke, so we had to open the windows.
Oh, no.
So we're a little cold right now, hoping the power goes on soon.
Okay, well, Marie, despite the chill, you are certainly in a good mood and laughing.
Well, I try.
So that's good. That's the spirit that we need to have.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling it with your experience. All the best. I hope you get power soon.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Take care. Bye-bye. The township of Woolwich has declared a state of emergency due to the ice storm. It said it did so because Waterloo North Hydro has estimated that restoring power to parts of the township may take up to 24 hours. In fact, over 11,000 Waterloo North Hydro customers remain without power this hour. A warming center has been established at the Woolwich Memorial Center. Waterloo has set up warming centers at the Rec Complex, Albert McCormick, and Rim Park. The last update from Kitchener-Wilmot Hydro, 15,000 customers were still without power. They were hoping to have a couple more areas restored within 1 to 3 hours. The Kitchener Odd will stay open until 11 as a warming center. 570's Joe Pavia spoke with Wilf Meston of Kitchener-Wilmot Hydro. He's hoping to provide us with another update by 8 o'clock.
Again, I'm more confident now that by the end of the night, we'll have the big areas cleaned up.
And Premier Wynne has this message.
If you don't have to go out, it's better to stay off the roads because on many, many of the roads in the most affected communities, there are crews trying to deal with the downed trees, and so passage is difficult, and it's slow going to actually get to the areas where the trees are downed.
And hydro officials say if you come across a tree near a down power line, stay at least 35 feet away from it. Meantime, Hydro One says 120,000 of its customers across the province are without electricity. There's also an extensive list of cancellations this evening to pass along. Those are posted on the Storm Center page on 570news.com. You can also view our photo gallery of some of the pictures you've sent to us from today's ice storm.
I'm Blair Adams of 570 News Top Story. After 2 hours of public delegations and another 2 hours of discussion in front of a packed house, Woolwich Township Council approved a motion to welcome a casino. The vote was 4-1. Council chambers quickly emptied after that, with the majority of people disgusted and unhappy with council's decision. This resident tells 570 News it goes against the tradition and priorities of the people.
I have the experience of having been on a committee that kept up the 800 slots years ago, and I can't understand the thinking of a council who thinks this is going to be good for the people here in Woolwich.
We'll have another check of traffic and weather together in less than 10 minutes. 570 News Time, 7:32.
Well, the casino issue is not going away anytime soon.
At their meetings last night, city councils in Kitchener and Waterloo voted in favor of offering the public the option of weighing in on whether they want to see a casino within city boundaries. 570's Blair Adams has the details.
The vote was 10-1 in favor in Kitchener. Ward 3 Councillor John Gazzolo was recorded as a no because he did not vote on the issue. It followed 3 hours of delegations, questions, and debate. Here is Kitchener Mayor Carl Zaire.
I apologize for the length of time that it's taken for its democracy in action.
The first date for public consultations in Kitchener is Tuesday, April 23rd, with a final decision expected on May 13th. No date has been set in Waterloo, but council voted 6-2 in favor of public discussions. Meantime, Cambridge Council voted not to reopen the issue. Blair Adams, 570 News.
At that time, the cruiser actually crossed the center line of the roadway and struck a Guelph Transit bus. That occurred right close to the entrance to the West End Recreational Center.
Jennifer was fulfilling her childhood dream, which was to be a police officer. And policing is not an occupation. It's a calling. It's a craft. It's something that you develop. It's something innate within you that makes you so good at what you do.
Happening now, the sound of silence and the echoes of drum beats. Silence as employees in all City of Guelph facilities pause for 2 minutes in memory of Guelph Police Constable Jennifer Kovac, whose public funeral is set to begin in an hour at the Sleeman Center, where thousands of police officers are gathering. And while city employees honor Kovac in silence, it's a different story outside on Windham Street, where the solemn rhythm of police drums leads a procession now underway from Guelph Police Headquarters to the Sleeman Center.
A sea of navy blue uniforms parted and lined both sides of Woolwich and Windham Streets as the cortege of officers led the procession to the Sleeman Center.
Break!
Hundreds of police and other frontline emergency workers gathered from across Ontario and even one from New York State. They saluted their final goodbye to Constable Jennifer Kovac. The line of black vehicles all bore the number 72 in honor of Kovac's badge. Some mourners came to watch the procession, and a massive Canada flag was strung across Windham Street by two Guelph fire trucks. Many local businesses also had signs that read, "Today we remember Constable Jennifer Kovac."
Father Bill also gave an emotional thank you to all those in attendance.
I just so much appreciate all the help and support. It's just overwhelming.
Her mother, Gloria, spoke about her tomboy daughter and how ecstatic she was that she was able to have her dream job in her hometown.
Jen's idea of a day at the spa and mud bath consisted of an ATV or dirt bike run with her friends, returning full of mud.
Laura Carney, 570 News.
There are plenty of suspenders, feathered hats, and German spirit at the Oktoberfest opening ceremonies in Kitchener this afternoon. Premier Kathleen Wynne was front and center for the keg tapping. She even flirted with some German words herself.
Dankeschön für das große Gemütlichkeit. It's wonderful to be here. I want you all to enjoy, and it's about showcasing what makes Kitchener-Waterloo such a fantastic region.
This is a 570 News special report.
This is Blair Adams in the 570 News Center, and we are going to join a news conference that was held earlier this hour on the human remains investigation in Kitchener. Human torso found in a garbage bin on Saturday at 250 Frederick. That's in the Lancaster area. And we're going to hear right now from Inspector Kevin Thaler with Waterloo Regional Police.
So I just wanted to get you here today to give you an update on what we've got here at this scene. Yesterday morning at approximately 11:05, some citizens found in a garbage bin at the apartment complex behind me what we now can confirm are the remains of an adult female, Caucasian, and at this point the age is unknown. What we have is a torso. So at 11:05 yesterday, citizens found what turned out to be a female torso.
570 on the AM dial and live on the internet at 570news.com. This is 570 News.
It is Labor Day Monday, the 2nd of September. Good morning, I'm Joe Pavia.
It is overcast, a foggy 19 degrees. The sun is trying to break through to burn that fog away. Here's what's making news this hour. The St. Jacobs Farmers Market is destroyed by fire, damage estimated at over $1 million. The popular spot employed hundreds and brought thousands of tourists into the community every year. Stay with 570 News for continuing coverage of the St. Jacobs Farmers Market fire with 570's Gerald Morris at the scene, 570's Laura Carney and Lisa Drew in the newsroom speaking to vendors as well as local politicians. We'll be joined by Gary Doyle at 12 noon today as he will take your calls for a reaction to this devastating fire at the 570 Sports Center. Kayla Harris.
In sports, the Blue Jays ended their weekend in homestand with a 5-0 loss to the Royals, while the Rough Riders pounded the Blue Bombers, now 8-1 on the air for the first time in the team's history. Sports at 45.
And coming up in business, 5 ways to be a better investor.
570 News Time, 10:31, time for traffic and weather with Nicole Picton.
Thanks, Joe. This update brought to you by Counting Cars on History. All main roads remain open this morning in St. Jacobs after a fire broke out at the farmer's market. And now taking a look at the 401, it is problem-free heading eastbound into Milton and westbound into Woodstock. No problems to pass along if you're traveling on the 78 or the expressway. And in town, one collision to watch out for between River Road and Holbord Drive in Kitchener. If you spot traffic problems, call us hands-free at Star 401. Find them, fix them, flip them. It's boys being boys and cars being awesome. Catch all new episodes of Counting Cars tonight at 10 on History. Now the latest from 570 News weather specialist John Wilson.
A few scattered showers and a chance of a thunderstorm, but a cold front coming across is coming at the time of day where thunder isn't really an issue, but scattered shower here and there is possible too this morning. Then this afternoon, cold front goes through. It begins to clear this evening and tonight, 23 the guaranteed high, 22 and sunshine dominates late tomorrow after some clouds to start. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday all look great. Today's guaranteed high, 23.
Right now, the region of Waterloo International Airport, it is cloudy and 19 degrees. We'll have another check of traffic and weather together in less than 10 minutes. 570 News Time, 10:33.
570 News. This is in-depth team coverage.
The Swan fire alarm ringing, 878 Weber Street North, St. Jacobs Farmers Market. Alarm for St. Jacobs. Alarm for St. Jacobs. Fire alarm ringing, 878 Weber Street North, St. Jacobs Farmers Market.
A fire call received via Twitter at Ontario Fire Call just before 2 o'clock this morning, where fire crews from Woolwich Township were called to the scene of the St. Jacobs Farmers Market on word of an alarm. When they arrived, the building was engulfed fully in flames. In a moment, we are going to hear some reaction of the to the devastating fire. 570's Lisa Drew speaking to customers, as well as the regional chair. Also, 570's Laura Carney speaking with one of the vendors from Hilltop Acres Poultry. But right now, let's go live to the scene where 570's Daryl Morris is standing by with the very latest. Daryl?
Joe, the smoke has cleared out and all that remains are the blackened, charred posts that made up the framing of the main building here at the St. Jacobs Farmers Market. Now, the fire crews have cleared the scene. There are a couple of trucks still here blocking people from getting into the parking lot. A lot of residents have turned out. A lot of vendors have turned out to survey the damage. They're taking pictures. Cars are slowing down as they drive by, and some of them are talking with 570 News about how they heard about the fire this morning.
A friend texted me this morning and she said, hey, did you hear the market burned down? And I didn't hear anything, so I was quite shocked.
What did you think when she
said it? Well, at first I was in disbelief. And so we said, we got to hop in our car and get down here and see what's going on. In the meantime, my wife looked on the internet and there was some news reports of it, so we came down to see for ourselves.
Now, the management of the ownership group of St. Jacobs Farmer Market has been meeting with firefighters. One of them did briefly speak to 570 News. She said she will be talking to us shortly, but at this moment in time, she doesn't even know what to say. And you can just see in her face the sadness and the shock that this fire has brought to so many in this community. Reporting live in St. Jacobs, Daryl Morris, 570 News.
And certainly we are reading about the shock and sadness. Many are posting comments onto our website.
website and also sending out tweets through our Twitter page. 570's Lisa Drew joins us live from the newsroom, where Lisa, I understand you spoke to a customer in the regional chair.
That's right, Joe. The main market building that is now gone, it was a post and beam structure. It was jam-packed with things like foods on the first level, home decor and crafts upstairs. It was 24,000 square feet of total space, and 60 vendors were inside. This has been billed as Canada's largest year-round farmers market. And you might know Gerald Kara and his family. They have operated a fruit and veggie stand close to the main entrance of that now destroyed building. Gerald Kara and his father have been set up there for almost 30 years.
We sold fruit and vegetables. We ran a juice stand, and we ran a pepper shack outside, which my dad started, and we sell peppers and basically fruit and vegetables.
Do you have any idea what the dollar loss might be to you personally?
I couldn't even put a number on it. It's one thing to lose equipment. It's another thing to lose a family, as you said.
Now, Gerald says it's been a very emotional time this morning watching this. He says just a flood of memories. Melia Gillespie just called into our newsroom at 570 News. She has been a regular shopper at the St. Jacob's Farmers Market for years.
I've spent so much time at the St. Jacob's Market over the past 10 years, at least. Three maternity leaves. I would go there every week with each of the children in their strollers, pushing them around. And I still continue to go, maybe not every week, but usually every other Thursday for lunch with a girlfriend. We would take a break from work and head over every week. It's just an absolute tragedy to lose it.
And Melia says one of the big losses inside that building is for the vendors upstairs that make those beautiful quilts and have thousands of hours put into those work of arts that are now gone. Again, this is a $1 million-plus fire. The Ontario Fire Marshal's office has been notified. The city of Kitchener tweeting this morning, "We are all saddened with the loss at the St. Jacob's Market. We know the entire region will work to rebuild, and we're here to offer support." Regional Chair Ken Sealing telling me this morning, "This is certainly a loss for a lot of people, calling this a major tourism draw." Sealing saying he is hopeful the market owners will continue with the outdoor market as they plan and rebuild. The regional chair will be a guest just after noon today on a special edition of 570's Gary Doyle Show. Live from the newsroom, Lisa Drew, 570 News.
Our team coverage continues with Donna Reese, who's with Hilltop Acres Poultry Products, and she spoke with 570's Laura Carney. She says they're trying to get a hold of other vendors because they have a farm store and want to help vendors out in the short term.
Concern for all the vendors and people's livelihoods that are in that building.
And so, you know, have you talked to any of the other vendors that will be affected by this?
I was up there this morning. I have talked to a couple of vendors. Everybody is kind of in shock at this point. I know Sheila was there from the market. I didn't get a chance to talk to her, and she's taking care of things, and our thoughts go out to her and the market staff. So right now I'm trying to get a hold of a few of the vendors. Because we do have a farm store, and see if we can do something short term while the market is closed to offer people to come to our farm store that's open Wednesday through Saturday.
Hilltop Acres Poultry is one of the original vendors to set up shop in the main market. You are listening to continuing coverage of the St. Jacob's Farmers Market fire. This is 570 News.
You're listening to the 570 Morning News on 570 News. Talk Sports.
570 News time, 10:41. That's time for traffic and weather together on the ones. This update brought to you by the Waterloo Wellington Dental Society. Looking good on the 401 this morning. Not seeing any problems for those heading eastbound into Milton and westbound through the region into Woodstock. Everything is also running smoothly on the 78 and the expressway this morning. And in town, one collision to watch out for between River Road and Holborn Drive in Kitchener. If you have any updates, call me hands-free at *401. The Waterloo Wellington Dental Society hosts their Fall Mouth Guard Clinic this Saturday, September 7th at Forbes Hall Inn in Rim Park. For more information, visit wwds.ca. Now the latest from 570 News weather specialist John Wilson.
A few widely scattered showers and a chance of a rumble of thunder as a cold front goes by. Until noon, that chance exists. And then this afternoon, it's just cloudy, and this evening begins to clear a little bit. 23, the guarantee high. Back to school tomorrow, no problems. Partly sunny early, mostly sunny most of the day, 22. Then sunny on Wednesday, 21. Today's guarantee high, 23.
Currently at the region's airport, cloudy and 21 degrees. I'm Nicole Picton, 570 News.
This is a 570 News special report.
You are listening to continuing coverage of 570 News as we monitor the situation in St. Jacobs, where the St. Jacobs Farmers Market has been destroyed by fire. Our continuing coverage is on, and 570's Laura Carney spoke with Kitchener-Conestoga MPP Michael Harris about the loss.
Well, definitely devastating news out of our community. Not only is it impact Lowledge Township, Regional Waterloo, but right across the province as people from truly anywhere comes to the market. It's the staple of our community, and it is a tragic loss, not only for those that enjoy it, but for those that earn a living off it and who are employed.
And so, you know, have you had a chance to speak with any of the vendors? I don't know if you know any of them personally yet.
I've not, as of early this morning, I've reached out to the mayor of the township clearly, you know, and knowing that this community will rally behind, you know what, the vendors, and, the market, goers, that, this will be back up on its feet, shortly. We encourage the owners, you know, to get it back up and going as soon as possible so that, you know, folks from across our community and across the province really can enjoy the fruits of the market that bring it, every summer.
And now you had mentioned that you spoke with the mayor. What was he saying this morning?
Well, I just reached out. I've sent him a message. I'm waiting to connect with the mayor. No doubt he's busy in his own right. But I look forward to speaking to other local officials this morning. And any assistance that I can help provide, we will be there.
And that is Kitchener-Conestoga MPP Michael Harris with 570's Laura Carney. You are listening to continuing coverage on 570 News of the St. Jacobs Farmers Market Fire.
Be the first to know with 570 News.
Cloudy, 19 degrees. Good morning. I'm Joe Pavi on the 570 News Center in downtown Kitchener. You are listening to continuing coverage of the devastating fire at the St. Jacobs Farmers Market. Just to recap, it's estimated $1 million damage was done. Fire crews called to the scene around 2 this morning, and the fire marshal has been called in to investigate. As well, at 12 noon, a very special edition of 570's Gary Doyle Show. It's time now for 570 Sports. Here's Kayla Harris.
Royals ace James Shields didn't give the Blue Jays much of a chance in the weekend finale, tossing 7 innings, only gave up 3 hits and struck out 9. Kansas City with a dominant 5-0 shutout at Rogers Center. Jay Happ only threw 4 innings. He's now 3-5 on the season as KC tallied 5 runs on 6 hits. Other finals in the majors, the Yankees were rocked 7-3 by the Orioles. Boston hung on to the AL East lead. They got by the White Sox 7-6, and the Athletics breeze by the Rays 5-1. Sunday Night Baseball was on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
2-1, ripped out towards right center field. That one heading towards the gap. Zimmerman around second on his way to third, and they're going to send him. Here's the throw to the plate, and it is too late. Zimmerman in to score. Jason Worth. It's an RBI double.
The Nationals came from behind and beat the Mets 6-5. Serena Williams advanced to the quarterfinals with a 6-4, 6-1 victory over Sloane Stephens at Flushing Meadows. On the men's side, Andy Murray, number one Novak Djokovic, moved on as well. As for the Canadians, Daniel Nestor and Vasek Pospisil lost to the Bryan brothers. To Canadian football, the Rough Riders made history, pounding the Blue Bombers 48-25. But that wasn't it. They are 8-1 for the first time ever. Meanwhile, Winnipeg has dropped to 1-8. Third round is in the books at the Deutsche Bank Championship. Sergio Garcia was magnificent, up 2 shots, sitting in first at 19 under. Henrik Stenson is 1 shot off the pace. Canadian Graham Dillette was 9 under for the day in a 2-way tie for third. At the FIBA Americas, Canada beat up on Brazil 91-62. The red and white are now 2-1. Simon Pagenaud took the checkered flag at the IndyCar race in Baltimore. Seventh place was Oakville's James Hinchcliffe. Sports at 15:45, past every hour or any time. I'm at 570news.com.
Get informed on the go with the 570 News app for BlackBerry, iPhone, and Android. Go to 570news.com. News.com and download today.
I'm 570 News weather specialist John Wilson. A widely scattered shower or two this morning, perhaps a rumble of thunder as a cold front goes by. Back to school weather looks terrific tomorrow. I'll have the full forecast coming up.
This is a 570 News special report.
570 News continuing coverage of the estimated $1 million fire at the St. Jacob's Farmers Market. Over a million at least. 570's Laura Carney spoke with Rob Brady, who is a vendor at the Farmers Market. He is with Brady's Meats.
I actually woke up early. My wife's alarm was going off, so I went to turn it off and I grabbed my phone. I was on Twitter, actually, and another vendor had posted a picture of the actual fire and says, you know, St. Jacob's Market's gone. And so I actually jumped in my car and said, this can't be true. So I drove down. It's like, sure enough, when I get there, it was just totally gone.
And so were you a vendor inside the main building?
Yeah, we had our stand has been there for, we started in 1991, actually. I've been there since 91.
Wow, so this is obviously a pretty big loss for you and your family, obviously.
Yeah, me and my wife drove down there, and she's just hoping it wasn't true, you know. And, yeah, luckily we have a second location, so for us we're okay in that sense. But it's hard to think what's going to, moving forward, what's going to happen, especially for people that don't have that. So we are fortunate to have a second location.
And so what did you sell there?
Well, it's Brady's Meats. We've got a huge following. Lamb is one of our biggest sellers. The grass-fed beef we're bringing in. Lots of local pork, bison, so all fresh meats, yeah.
And so you said that you had been there since 1991. I mean, obviously, and you mentioned that you have a huge following, but you also said that you have another location, so you guys should be okay. But, you know, have you talked to any other vendors that may not be in such a good situation, I guess?
No, I haven't had a chance to talk to them, but it's going through my head thinking of certain people that I know that's all they have, and I just, you know, I really feel for them more because... how do you move forward after that? Because
Rob Brady is with Brady's Meats. He is one of the vendors at the St. Jacob's Farmers Market. You are listening to continuing coverage of this morning's fire at the market on 570 News.
570 News time, 10:53. That's time for traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Fairview Acura. The 401 is up to speed if you're headed eastbound into Milton and westbound into Woodstock. And no problems to pass along if you're traveling on the 78 or the expressway. And in town, it's a crash-free drive on city streets throughout the region. Get 570 News traffic updates on Twitter. Sign up at 570news.com. Test drive the 2014 MDX at Fairview Acura, brimming with the latest in Acura technology. Style in all-new direct-injected V6 engine, 2685 Kingsway Drive. Now the latest from 570 News weather specialist John Wilson.
A cold front working across the area today gives us a chance of showers or even a thunderstorm this morning and maybe some fog patches, but once the front gets through, it should begin to clear. That may be slow, but maybe by evening, 23 degrees. It'll be cloudy most of the day. 12 degrees overnight, then a partly sunny start tomorrow turns mostly sunny for back-to-school days. Very good, 22 degrees. The rest of the week looks too good for school. Sunny Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 21, 20, and 22. Today's guaranteed high, 23.
Currently outside our studios, cloudy and 19 degrees. I'm Nicole Picton, 570 News.
Recapping our lead story, 570 News has continuing coverage of the estimated over $1 million fire at the St. Jacob's Farmers Market. Just to recap, fire crews from Woolwich Township were called just before 2 o'clock this morning. About 35 firefighters were at the scene fighting the blaze. The cause is not known at this point. 570 News has been speaking with local politicians as well as many vendors and community members who spent time shopping at the market on Saturdays as well. Daryl Morris is at the scene and she has spoken to the owner of the farmer's market. We will have that and more coming up at the 11 o'clock news. It's 10:55.
I'm Mike Apple. When times are volatile on the markets, it is best to have a plan, a framework you can always turn to keep calm and focused.
Could be as simple as five essential elements to being a better investor. That's a plan laid out by Tom Bradley, president of Steady Hand Investment Funds. First off, be realistic.
To look in the mirror and make sure that your portfolio fits with the amount of time you have to allocate and your temperament around investing, whether you're emotional or not. Investors have to be realistic about what the markets can give them over the next 5 or 10 years, because if they're not, they'll be disappointed, and in some cases they'll take too much risk to try and reach what is just not attainable.
Having a long-term plan also prevents investors from being caught up in short-term trends and trying to time the market.
They think they're de-risking by going to cash, but indeed they have to generate a return that is well above inflation to set themselves up for retirement. So when they're out of the market, they're kind of swimming against the stream, because returns over time from stocks will beat cash by a healthy margin.
And sticking to a routine takes emotion out of investing.
But you think of all the things we routinize in our life, and here's maybe one of the more important things, setting ourselves up for retirement, and yet people don't have a routine around contributions.
And always remember, you have the final say on all investment decisions.
The investor is the CEO of their portfolio, and they have to hire, monitor, and perhaps fire their professionals they're working with.
Tom Bradley, president of Steady Hand Investment Funds.
And I'm Mike Apple, business at 26 and 56 past the hour. This is 570 News.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the ones. This is the 570 Morning News.
570 News time, 10:59. You are listening to All News Weekend Mornings on 570 News. Listening to continuing coverage of the St. Jacobs Farmers Market fire, an estimated $1 million damage done. Tune into All News Mornings weekdays with Lisa Drew and Glenn Pelche from 5 until 10.